Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. I am Minister Connie Hayes, and I just come by here on the last Saturday of December 2016, closing out a new year, getting prepared for another year, if God say so. I thank God that He's given me the opportunity to come out here and just share something with you from what's touched my heart, and just to know that God has really been good to us, that He's brought us right up to right now, all the way from last year up to right now. We can be grateful for that. We can praise God for that right now. We have to always praise God no matter where we are and what we're doing, because He didn't have to do it. He did not have to wake us up this morning, clothed in our rightful mind with the use and activities of all our limbs. And even with the things that's going on in our life, we are still blessed, and we have to still be grateful. We have to be thankful because He didn't have to do it. So we just want to say, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be here right now, at this appointed time, moment, minute, right now. I just want to thank you, Lord. And as I continue to play the song that I'm playing, then I'll come back in and I'll continue to go forward what I have to share.
Thank you.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you, Father God, to thank you that you allow me to come out one more time, Father God. I, Father God, that you will allow me to carry your word like never before, Father God. I ask, God, that your anointing will sit freshly on me, Father God. I ask, God, that you will go before me to make ease and success of my way, and please guide me and lead me in the way in which you want me to go. I ask, God, that you would touch and bless each and every one of your words that will come out of my mouth, Father God. I ask, Father God, that you would touch and those that would hear it, Father God, that this will be a blessing unto them, Father God. I thank you for right now, Father God. Thank you for right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray unto you right now, God. Come on in, God, and have thy way, Father God, for you are the Almighty God. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are the Almighty God. You sit high and you look low, Father God. You're King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are the beginning and the end. You are in full control. Nothing, we can do nothing of ourselves, but all things through Christ is strengthened. Thank you for right now, Father God. Thank you for allowing me to come forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Well, as I said, this is Evangelist Connie Hayes, and as we begin to prepare to lead 2016 and prepare, if God says so, we'll walk into another year of 2017, and as we look back on our lives and everything that has happened in our life and everything that we came through, one thing I can assuredly tell you that when I look back, when God said that he will never leave me nor forsake me, I could truly tell you that all that I went through in the year of 2016, every time I looked for God, he was right there. Every time I needed God, he was right on time. It was no failure in God. God did not disappoint me at all. And I'm going to focus, and I'm going to keep my mind stayed on him. And I'm going to know that whatever may come my way, whatever may I have to go through, whatever, I'm going to stand on the promises that Jesus Christ will be there for me. As it tells us in Proverbs 10 and 22, it says, the blessings of the Lord, it is made rich, and it added no sorrow. We have to know that the blessings that God gives us, it's not going to add any sorrow to it, that it's just going to keep on growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. It won't be any sorrow coming with it. We have to know that we have to know how far God has really brought us. So that's why I say it today. Look how far God has, look how far we have come. Look how far God has brought us. Look where we are today. Look who we have to lean and depend on. Look who sits high and looks low. Look who we can lean and depend on. We have to keep that in mind. And we have to understand that it is only the blessings of the Lord that truly enriches our lives. If it was not for the Lord that was on my side, where would I be at today? What would I be? What would I do? If it was not that he forgave me and pardoned my sins and picked me up and established my goings, where would I be at today? And as we continue to walk down this journey, as we walk into a new year, we must not worry about what's going to happen in January, who's the president's going to be, because we know who holds the key. We understand that King Jesus is King Jesus. He's Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and he's in control of everything. Focus all your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever he say, it's going to be. Whatever God say, it will be. God has the key, and he has the will, and he has the whole world in his hand. And he also has the king's hearts in his hand. Whatever way he turn it, he shall turn it. So keep your eyes and your mind stayed on Jesus Christ as you walk into another year. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what you hear. I don't care. King Jesus ride. He is in full control, and you must keep that in mind as we walk through this journey, as we begin to prepare to get a new president in. But do you know the president has a president over him? The president is President King Jesus. He rules. He rules who's going to be in the president. It doesn't matter. If he did not permit it, it would not be going on. So focus on Jesus Christ. And it says here in the Bible, in James, the word says that we must truly believe in Jesus Christ. We must believe in the word. It says in James 4 and 15, for that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. Whatever God say is what we should be in agreement with. Whatever the word of God is saying, we should touch and agree with it, and knowing that he's going to bring everything out all right. We will be strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your head up and look unto God, and know that he is in control. Nothing happens without his permission. God is the beginning and he is the end. He rises up kings and he takes them down. Whatever God say, that's the way it shall be. And then it says, let us keep our minds stayed on him. If we go to 2 Timothy 1 and 17, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. See, we got to keep our minds stayed on him. We have to ask, believe, and receive. And we have to know that God is. And we have to understand that God is in full control. And what God says, that's what it's going to be. And we have to just focus on that. Look how far we've come. Look at all the things that we've come through that we thought that we would never make it through to where we stand today that we have come through. Look how far God has brought us. Look at how far he's brought us, and look that he's never left us. He's never forsaken us. Let us hold on to God's unchanging hand as we trust and we believe in him. We have to know that this is just another year, but we are going through another year with God. And if we hold on to God, and we will be okay. God is in full control. And as you begin to hold on to his hand, we must always do this. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you, concerning me. Let us trust in him and keep our minds stayed on him. And let us press our way. In Philippians 3 and 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the most high calling of God in Jesus Christ. We just got to keep on. We just got to keep our minds stayed on there. And in Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened me. And then above everything, we got to know that if we pray and we ask God and we trust and we believe in him, we can pray to him. We have to let our petition be made known unto him. And we have to believe that he can do it. In Ephesians 3 and 20, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundant above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. You got to believe it. You got to believe. You got to ask, believe, and then be ready to receive it in God's time. It may not come when you think it should come, but he is going to be on time. God has never been late. God would never be late. There's no failure in God. So as I tell you, as we prepare to get ready to go into another year, we have to stay and keep our minds stayed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever you're doing that's not lining up with him and not doing what his word is saying, repent and of it. And do what you need to be doing in the season. And as I would always say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me, God. And whatever you want me to do, Father God, put it in my heart and in my spirit that I would do it and walk in obedience to you, Father God. Let us keep our minds stayed on God. Let us keep our minds not on what's going on in the world, not what's going on in the news. Put your trust in God. God is going to bring you through. I don't care who the president is. I know King Jesus rides. And I know that he is El Shaddai, the Almighty God. He's the omnipotent God. He can do anything. There's no failure in him. And he already has a plan for you and me in our lives. We just have to trust that. So put your hands up and keep on trusting and believing in God and knowing that God is going to bring everything out all right. Hold on to his unchanging hand. Know that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. Know that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. We have to know that. We have to stand and we have to believe what the word of God says. We have to have the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We got to stand on that. We have to understand, just like it says here in part, the blessings of the Lord is made rich and it added no sorrows. We have to know that we know that we know that. We got to stand on this word, y'all. We got to stand on the word and we got to keep on moving higher and higher and walk into obedience unto Jesus Christ and not unto man. I understand that it's a lot going on. I understand that you're being pressed and you're being poured in all kind of ways. But I tell you, hit your knees. Get the connection. Get your divine connection with God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand and watch him make a difference in your life. Because that's the type of God that he is. And if you're preparing to get out and go out to celebrate him in church tonight, before you leave, cover yourself in the precious blood of Jesus and then go on. And ask God to dispatch your angels with you. And go on and give God the praise. Don't get out in this cold weather to please man. Get out in the cold weather seeking God with your whole heart, mind, and soul. And watch God make a difference in your life in 2017. If it's God's will that we wake up tomorrow and we see a brand new year. He still is in control. He's in control way back when he was in control with Adam and Eve. He was in control with Ruth. He was in control with Esther. He was in control with David. He was in control with Moses, Joseph. He was in control with Matthew, John, James, Micah. He is still in control in the time of Connie and whoever else. All of the saints of God. He's still God. Is still the same today. He would never change. He has the whole world in his hands. And we just have to trust that and believe that. And for you all that's sad because you lost a loved one. Yes, I miss my dad. Oh, my God, I miss my dad. I miss my grandma. I miss my uncle. I miss them. But they finished their course, y'all. Let them go. And let us move on so we can fight the good battle of faith and do what we have been assigned to do, that we may please God and walk into obedience into what God has for us to do. Let's go into the new year with a clean heart and a clean mind. Let us leave unforgiveness. Let us release it. And let us walk in forgiveness and ask God to guide and to direct our steps. And look how far we have come. Because where there used to be hate, there is love. Where there used to be war, there's peace. Where there used to be hunger, you're poor. Where you used to be on drugs, you are no longer on drugs. So just think of how far you've come. Just think that maybe at one time you were homeless. Now you're not homeless. Look how far God has brought us. Look how he just keeps on keeping us. Look how he just keeps on moving us. We just got to trust in him. And, it would not be complete if I wouldn't say Romans 8:28. Now, you know that we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and is called according to his purpose. We got to get in the purpose and stay in the purpose of God. And we have to understand and trust that God is God. And we have to let God do what God do. We have to continue to pray and believe that God is going to do it and that he's going to bring everything out all right. And know that as we press on, that God will keep on keeping us. And as we press, we keep on pressing, and we keep on calling on the name of Jesus, and he will see about you. So I say my message, the last Saturday in the year of 2016, I say put your eyes on God and trust in God and keep on pressing and knowing that God will take care of you. And look forward to what God has in store for you in 2017, knowing that the best is coming, knowing that you haven't seen your best yet. You haven't preached your best sermon yet. You haven't sung your best song yet. You haven't given your best praise yet. You haven't loved like you're going to love. Just turn it all into positive and trust God and watch him bring out everything okay. And whatever you do, whoever he moves, let him stay gone. Leave it so God can do what he do and trust him. And I pray that something that was said today will help you along your way and that will bless you. And if you have not turned your life back over to Christ, if you're backslidden and you're still out there, turn your life back over to him. Go to Romans 10:9. Confess your sins. Ask God to lead you where he wants you to go. and put your faith and your trust in him and watch God make a difference in your life. So I thank you for allowing me to come and to speak into your life all year, that I've come, that you receive me in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just want to say I love you. I love you on purpose. I love you because I know that God has great things in store for you. Step up and walk in obedience to what God has for you. Thank you for receiving me this year. And if God says so, I'll be coming forth in 2017 doing exactly what he said and how he said, that he may be glorified for what I do as his servant. God bless you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come to you as humbly as I know how just to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for allowing me to come forward today. Thank you for using me today, Father God. Thank you for the blessing that added no sorrow, Father God. Thank you for loving me, Father God, as I lift myself up to you right now, God. Thank you, Father God, for right now, Father God. Thank you that you are in full control. Thank you for the blessings that will not add no sorrow. Thank you for the doors that's being opened, Father God. Thank you for the ways that's being made, Father God. Thank you for the blood that's covering your people. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. And so it is. And the blessing of God added no sorrow. It added riches unto your life. Thank you. Happy New Year Eve and happy 2017. Only what God say, only what you do for Christ is going to last. God bless you.